Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 16, 1804, day 64 of the expedition. Camped in what is now called the McKissick Island area, the island of the Bald Prairie. Again, today we have entries by both Captains Clark and Lewis. As usual, the entries generally mirror each other. Dual entries are common because, as stated before, if one is lost or destroyed, as was Clark's on the 13th of July, there is a possibility of retrieving the lost information. For his part, Captain Lewis writes,
"We set out at an early hour. The morning was cloudy. Could find no convenient station for observation. Proceeded until a little before noon, when we came to. On the larboard shore, opposite to the center of a good island, where I observed the meridian altitude of the sun's LL, with octant by back observation, which gave me the latitude 40 degrees, 20 minutes, and 12 seconds north. I now set the chronometer as near as this observation would enable me, and proceeded until evening, when we came to on the starboard shore, opposite the lower plain of the island of the Bald Prairie, where we camped. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 16, 1804.
Captain William Clark continues.
Passed the lower point of an island called by the French Chauvin, situated off the larboard side opposite an extensive prairie, I call Baldpate Prairie, which extends as far up and down as I can see. Captain William Clark, July 16, 1804.
Chauvin was Bald Island in the middle of the 19th century, later splitting into McKissick and Hog Thief Islands. Baldpated Prairie lies on the present-day Missouri-Iowa state line. It appears much as it did in 1804 and is now an Iowa State Park. The term bald-pated refers to the open prairies that exist on the steep bluffs that parallel the Missouri River above this point. Monday, approaching the Great River Platte.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.